Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hi, it's Mark from Taekwondo Life Magazine. We are a member of the Believe Sports Network. Believe is the number one sports and podcast network for professionals. Do you believe? On today's program, we're talking about a little bit of outrage over an event that we've been talking about since December, which was the proposed Floyd Mayweather-Logan Paul fight. You know, I think following the success of the Mike Tyson-Roy Jones Jr. fight, folks wanted to capitalize on this type of an event and the unconventional way that they did it, meaning that they used Triller. And Floyd Mayweather and Logan Paul decided to capitalize on Logan Paul's social media success to create an event that was talked about, that was controversial, and that looks like isn't happening and may never happen, even though it's still being advertised. All of that is fine. My concern, what we've talked about, is taking people's money without an event, no event, 2 months after the event was scheduled, and not even communication to the fans, not even communication from anyone about what's going to happen with money that's being held and money that was taken in anticipation of that fight. You know, if that fight does occur, or any fights for that matter, you can go to Bet Online as the fastest and easiest way to bet on those fights and for all your sports action. BetOnline has you covered for the news, scores, and the odds. It's the very best way to place your bets, and I want you to feel free to sign up today. Head over to the website betonline.ag or use your mobile device and sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on the first deposit. That's betonline.ag. BetOnline are your sportsbook expert. I hope you enjoyed this program. We'd love to hear from you. We talk a little bit about our communication with FanMeo, but let's see what happens. And please feel free to tell us what's going on. And you know that we'll keep you up to date on everything on our channel, on our magazine, on our website, on our social media. That's Taekwondo Life Magazine. Hello, and welcome to another edition of Taekwondo Life Magazine Live. My name is Mark Sorianis. I'm your host, Third Dan Black Belt, and the editor-in-chief of Taekwondo Life Magazine. We are talking today about the same topic we've been talking about for the past several months. Comes up periodically. I'm a fly in the ointment, apparently, of FanMeo, and that is the Floyd Mayweather-Logan Paul fight. And my question is, at what point, it's now April, at what point does this now become a legal matter? At what point does this become a class action suit? At what point does this become a criminal investigation? Nobody seems to be talking about it, but why aren't they talking about it? I can't seem to figure it out. Let's go back and do the history of this. At the end of last year, scheduled for February 26th, was a fight, a much talked about, very confusing fight between Logan Paul, someone who had virtually no record whatsoever, and probably the winningest, certainly the most financially successful fighter of all time, Floyd Mayweather. These two gentlemen were going to meet on February 26th. It was going to be broadcast through pay-per-view and FanMeo. Much talk about it.
The early bird sales were $29. After that, it came up to $59. As the fight began to approach, sometime around February 1st, maybe in late January of 2021, there was discussion that the fight may be postponed. There was discussion it might be postponed because of COVID. There was discussion it may be postponed because of a lack of readiness. There was a discussion that it may be postponed because of low ticket sales. Regardless, no one came forward from Fanmio. No one came forward from Mayweather. And no one came forward from Paul's camp, although Paul was the one who sort of leaked that it would be postponed and said that it was going to be postponed, but nobody came forward with an official statement. There was no official email. There was no official press release. They continued to sell. They escalated up from the $29 early bird. They started selling $59 tickets. They started selling merchandise. And as things approached, we put the pressure on. We put the pressure on all of these parties. No one would respond. Finally, in February, we posted a very serious video called "Is the Mayweather-Logan Paul Fight a Scam?" At that time, we put pressure. We asked for answers. We revealed on this channel that we were certain that the fight wasn't going to happen, but why were they still? We showed evidence that they were continuing to sell tickets. And what we got was a response from Fanmio saying, "We would love to share more information right now directly to us, Taekwondo Life, but we cannot. Stay tuned." That was on February 16th. There's a copy. You may or may not be able to see it from Fanmio. We may saying to us, "We would love to share more info, but we cannot." Shortly thereafter, we think as a result of the pressure that we put on Fanmio, the pressure that we put on Logan Paul and Floyd Mayweather, they stopped selling tickets. They had taken the date down before that. In a very sneaky fashion, they took the date down, but they continued to sell tickets as an upcoming event. So people that had seen it advertised didn't realize that they were buying tickets for a event that no set date was there. We're now in April, and I have to say, I believe as a result of our work, they are not selling tickets, yet they are advertising heavily special exhibition Mayweather versus Logan Paul pay-per-view on Fanmio. Starting at $59. Undefeated 12-time five-division boxing superstar Floyd Mayweather, 50-0, will take on social media sensation Logan Paul in an exhibition boxing match expected to make history. This is your chance to watch this must-see event live exclusively on Fanmio pay-per-view. Now, here's my question. My understanding is that $29 tickets were going to be sold to the first million people who bought tickets. It would then bump up to $59. They sold at least a million tickets, according to that, because the price they're asking is $59.95. That means $30 million in ticket sales were generated for a fight that is now February to March, March to April, 2 months overdue, has no scheduled date. And where is the opportunity for people to get refunds? Where is the opportunity for people to receive their money back? What if they schedule the fight on a night that isn't convenient for people who purchased? We purchased under the condition, under the understanding that the fight was going to take place on February 26th. Maybe we made COVID aside. Maybe we made plans to have friends over. Maybe we purchased 6 Foot Heroes, whatever the case may be. But the fact is that shouldn't the viewers, shouldn't the people that purchased have the right to have their money back? Fanmio has been holding $30 million of people's money for months and is not accountable for that. Is there any other organization that would occur, that there wouldn't be outrage, that there wouldn't be an investigation, that it wouldn't be attorney generals and district attorneys looking into it? And what about Floyd Mayweather? Floyd Mayweather is the reason that so many people bought into this fight. Why is Floyd Mayweather being silent on this? Why has Floyd Mayweather not responded to us, to Taekwondo Life magazine? Why is Logan Paul okay with this? Who is Fanmio? Who owns Fanmio? Where is Fanmio based? Where is the money? Where is the money being held? How do we know that Fannie Mae won't be out of business? I don't think we have any answers to these questions, but I'm calling on Floyd Mayweather, I'm calling on Logan Paul, and I'm calling on Fannie Mae to provide something distinct or to refund 100% of the money that has been collected at this point to the fans that have paid out for it. We would love to hear from you. Are you somebody who's paid for this fight? Are you somebody who's angry about what's going on? You can reach us through our email at tkdlifemagazine@gmail.com. We will be reporting further. We are not going to walk away from this story. We're not going to walk away from $29 or 29 cents for that matter of money that has been defrauded from the public. I look forward to hearing from you. We will keep you informed. That is what we do. And my name is Mark Serianis, signing out.
Hey, thanks for watching the show. As you know, I'm in New York City and it is starting to get really nice outside. I never leave the house without a pair of good Canon sunglasses. And it's time to make your outdoor experiences better with Canon. That's K-A-E-N-O-N. Canon sunglasses are made with exclusively with polarized lenses for optimal clarity. They're made with Japanese optics that make their lenses clearer, lighter, and stronger than the competition. Their Italian handcrafted frames are impossible to scratch. I want you to use the exclusive code KANONCAST15. That's KAENONCAST 15 at Canon.com to receive 15% off your first pair. That's KANONCAST 15. Canon, they're clearly better. Thank you. And this program has been presented to you by betonline.ag or betonline, your sportsbook experts, and Canon, the best alternative in sunglasses.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.